News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
There are great strengths in our primary school curriculum currently, but we also know that there are challenges. It's 25 years old. We know that our world has changed immeasurably in those last 25 years. So our world has changed and this curriculum is responding to that.
The Department of Education, Jano, has today published its new specifications for the redeveloped primary school curriculum with a strong emphasis on language skills and STEM subjects and personal well-being. And under the redeveloped curriculum, children are encouraged to explore, create and discover through play, inquiry and real-world experiences. And there are five curriculum specifics: arts, language, social environment education, and then the STEM stuff, as well as then the well-being stuff, which does include PE. And in addition to those five areas, school patrons will still retain, and this is the bit we're going to talk about, a legal right for a minimum of 1 hour and 40 minutes for infant classes per week on religion and 2 hours from first class onwards to design their own religious education. And that's to do with, of course, the ethos of their school. What do you make of the new, the new curriculum in general, Jono, and also specifically 2 hours per week on religion?
I'm going to let the educators themselves be the judges of this, because the teachers who will have to do this are probably much better placed. There's a lot of words in this, Ciara, a lot of movement in what I think is kind of the right direction. But when it comes to the teaching of religion and catechism and communions and confirmations, I think this is a massive missed opportunity, because most people, most parents don't actually realise there is this legal obligation on primary schools to teach religion. Now, that includes the schools that are non-denominational, so they have to come up with some kind of way of teaching a form of religion and
world kind of religion and that kind of thing.
World religion and what's happening outside. But why in 2025 are we still doing this? It makes absolutely no sense. Even the people who want this are happier to take it out of the school. And when we could be like, I mean, I love the way they're talking about STEM and language and art and social and environmental education. And then we're just going to say, actually, you know, forget about all that. We're going to start teaching you about religion, whether you want it or not. I don't know why the state didn't bite the bullet and finally kind of get rid of religious teaching from the classroom.
I think, and by the way, I'm not religious and my children didn't make their communions or their confirmations or that type of thing. So I'm not saying this for any of those reasons. But I think it's because it is what parents want. Because first of all, when you try and divest Catholicism from schools or schools from Catholicism,
the parents are too lazy.
They don't want to do it. But that's exactly it. Because parents do quite like the bouncy castle and the big day out and the white dress and all that business. They quite like the communion, they quite like the confirmation, and they don't really want to have to bring their children to Sunday school or whatever it would be that they'd have to. There's a bit of teaching and learning goes into taking those sacraments, so they don't want to do that in their own time on the weekends and outside of school hours. So I don't think that you're right.
That's a minority opinion. That the majority of people are going along with it. It's like the tide washing them in and out. They aren't making a conscious decision on it.
And the state could be used. People in the last census said that they were Catholic. And
2 hours a week, though. 2 hours a week, they could be doing maths.
I'm not arguing in favour. As I said to you, my children didn't do it. So I'm not saying, but I actually don't agree with you that parents don't want this. I think parents do want this.
I don't know. I think that, as I said, they're washing in and out with the tide. And the state could have an opportunity to lead here and hasn't.
Let us know. What do you think? Is Jonathan right that they should have just bitten the bullet, knocked the religious education on the head entirely? Am I right that actually it's parents who want this, that they actually want their kids to make these sacraments? It's kind of we're what we sometimes refer to ourselves as cultural Catholics in this country, and people don't want to have to take it to Sunday school themselves at the weekend. What do you make of it? The new curriculum, religion is still there front and centre. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.